Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the healthcare you earned and deserve.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, anyone know what channel the game's on?
We know. Download the Sports on What app today and always know how to watch the game. Satellite, cable, or streaming. Sports on What knows the channel the game is on, and you can too. Subscribe today to start your 7-day free trial. Sports on What. We know.
Somebody out there deserves to be recognized. And the men's room knows just who it is. So to you, we say, bottoms up, sailor. You're the toast of our shot of the day.
Drink time it is, and as usual, we head to the drink desk and Steve of Thrill Hill to find out who we're toasting.
Yes, indeed, and today we toast 62-year-old, yeah, I can't even believe I'm saying this, John Bon Jovi from Perth, yeah! Amboy, oh, New Jersey. I mean, look, man, it's just something that has to be recognized. A lot of you have probably already heard this, and you're thinking, what did John Bon Jovi do that he'd be toasted? He wrote another song, The Thrill Likes, bringing that total up to two? No, it was not that. John Bon Jovi, believe it or not, he was in Nashville this past Tuesday night. He was filming a video. I don't know if it's a music video, part of a document. No idea. It doesn't matter. But anyway, as he's there, he noticed a woman, quote unquote, in despair, standing on a ledge. So Bon Jovi went over to the woman and was actually able to convince her not to jump. He actually helped pull her off the ledge. Now, I don't know because I haven't heard any quote from this woman. But I have to think, you turn around, right? You're in that moment. You're contemplating ending your life. Obviously, people are like, hey, don't do it. You turn around, it's freaking John Bon Jovi. Like, do you think you're having a fever dream at this point? Right. Like, what are the odds that you turn around? John Bon Jovi's the person standing there in Nashville. But here's the thing. In case you didn't know, he actually has experience with individuals that are going through a crisis from hunger to homelessness thanks to his JBJ Soul Foundation. So the chief of the Metro National Police, they said, quote, a shout out to John Bon Jovi and his team for helping a woman off the bridge. It takes all of us up.
The video is unreal. I mean, he doesn't have to go over and he notices it, goes over and helps her out. Yeah.
God, now see, man, and when he does stuff like this, I feel bad for the last 40 years of making fun of him. So today, I'll give it a break, but John, by tomorrow, I'll make funny again. But good on him, man. That's good stuff. All right. So we poured this booze. I know, I had another joke.
I know. I'm fighting it, too. Like, don't say a song lyric.
I'm not going to do it. I've run through all the songs. They're all funny, but I'm not done here. So we poured this booze, and we drink this booze because we think it's yummy. So over the tongue and down the throat to party in our tummies.
Down the hola, bitch hola.
The Men's Room presents Profile This.
Hey, Brandon, wasn't David Lee Roth.
Steve, the Thrill Hill, could you please tell everyone how Profile This is played?
I sure can, Miles. It's a simple game where we share with you a real-life news story, something that happened right here on planet Earth. And as you listen to the story, based on the stereotypes you believe to be true of people and the decisions that people make, we'll ask you what it is you think makes the story a story. Hello, Tony. Welcome to the Men's Room.
Hola, bitches!
Hola! All right, Tony, you understand how this year game is played.
Yeah, hey, I just got to say hi to Ted Larfon. Loved the podcast. Pretty new episode last night.
Oh!
Since you missed it before, so just want to say thanks for that. I was actually listening to an episode of your guys' old podcast. They with Pete. So just want to say, missed that, but I love you, brother.
Thanks, dude. Yeah. Brand new episode of the podcast out today or yesterday.
Yesterday.
LARP
yesterday. Tony did it for you. It came out yesterday, Ted.
Dude, there's another The Podcast out there.
Oh, my bad. My bad.
No, it's a big deal. We might have to send a cease and desist.
Yeah. All right, Tony, you understand how this year game is played.
I do. Thrill. What you got?
All right, categories you've got are bite me. In other words, what did someone find in their food? Interior decorating, where you guessed the foreign object that ended up on the inside of someone. And finally, animalize this, where you guessed the animal responsible for causing the problem.
Let's go animalize this.
All right, here is your story. Two men in northern Ontario, Canada, they picked up a highly unusual passenger and took it on a road trip, complete with Taco Bell to scarf down. The thing that made this interesting is the passenger was a baby animal. According to Miriam Armstrong of the Pet and Wildlife Rescue Center, her group took in the juvenile over the weekend after it was discovered in the back of a van in Windsor, Ontario. Quote, there's some pretty strict rules on keeping wildlife. You're not able to keep wildlife captive for so many reasons, just common sense to start, you know? They're wild animals. To leave them in the wild, and obviously there's some risk associated with housing a wild animal. Now, Armstrong says to two men, they found the critter about 10 hours north of Windsor, and they pulled it into the vehicle. She notes the pair fed the thing tacos from Taco Bell during the ride, and that when they finally arrived in Windsor, local police got wind of their quote-unquote funny passenger. Quote, I'm sure his innards weren't feeling so great. They say the four-month-old animal didn't have any visible injuries, but it was lethargic and stressed from the van ride and frightened, and again, had just eaten Taco Bell. Quote, he's just a little bit off, so we just made sure to give him lots of space and a dark place to decompress. Now, the question is, what is the baby animal that was thrown in the van and then fed Taco Bell? And keep in mind, these guys had no ill intent. They're just morons. Was it a baby bear? Was it a baby moose? Was it a baby cougar? Or was it a baby raccoon? So bear, moose, cougar, or raccoon, baby variety. They took it on a road trip and gave it to Taco Bell.
First, I got to say, that's a crazy story off the bat. Let's see. Hey, Ted, what are you thinking there, big guy?
I'm just thinking if they acquired it.
They literally snatched it off the side of the road. They saw it on the side of the road.
So that's why I'm going to go with raccoon.
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 Okay. Raccoon.
I still have a hard time. Look, they're Canadian. They're probably a little tipsy. I have a hard time hating these guys.
Yeah, but they
took the thing to Taco Bell. I'm going to go, I'll go cougar on this one there, Tony.
With that, did you say this was in Canada, Thrill?
It's in Canada, Ontario, Canada.
Oh, well, come on, dude. We got to go with the big old moose knuckle then.
Moose it is.
The moose.
Oh, baby moose is still a big animal.
Okay. Yeah. One of these guys that take out a road trip and end up at Taco Bell. A baby bear, a baby moose, a baby cougar, or a baby raccoon. We'll find out next.
That was a tease.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Odyssey celebrates Veterans Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you, and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free health care. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the health care you earned and deserve.
99.9 KISW. We return to the men's room with Miles and Thrill.
Categories analyze this on Profile. This we had in Canada. Two men, they took an animal. They saw on the side of the road a little baby animal.
Said, little baby.
We're going to put this one in the car. Take it on a little road trip. The little baby animal. And then they took it to Taco Bell. Question is, was it a baby bear, a baby moose, a baby cougar, or a baby raccoon?
And Tony, that is the very question that we posed to you. Let's start with Miles Montgomery. He went with the old cougar. Not a cougar. Dita Smith, you went with the old raccoon.
Ah, I thought it was raccoon.
Not a raccoon. Tony, that leaves you. You said it's Canada. They went with the moose. No. They went with the baby bear
to Taco Bell.
All right, Ted, here's my question.
What is a baby bear going to Taco Bell? Well,
that's exactly what I was, Yeah, like we snatched up a baby bear. Now we're like, oh, Christ, what were we thinking? But we're stopping at Taco Bell. Let's get something for the little fella.
You know what? I would get a party pack that's got like soft tacos, hard tacos, right, and a couple bean burritos.
That bear would learn to love you. Like, all right, variety.
I feel like, strangely, if there's one wild animal I could raise, it'd be a bear.
You know, it's weird because, you know, I get the Wildlife Protection Agency there. It's like, yeah, man, don't do that. You're giving a Taco Bell. Flip side of it, just real quick. Raccoons will eat your trash. I suspect a lot of us have Taco Bell in our trash. Bears, they'll eat your trash. Probably a lot of Taco Bell in there. Like, I feel like on some level they would be okay.
Yeah, maybe it's just because he was a baby and upset his stomach.
Churros, for sure.
That ain't why. It's Taco Bell's why.
Now, for all TV news all the time, it's time for TV Time with Ted.
And now, because your pathetic life is confined to countless hours in front of a talking box, the Men's Room presents TV Time with Ted.
Ah. All right, your choices today. You got the Jimmys,
Fallon and Kimmel,
Seth Meyers, Stephen Colbert, or Ted Smith.
Is it Ted or is it late night?
That's right, then. It's all those guys have teams of talented writers helping come up with monologues each and every night. It is up to you to determine, is this an actual late night joke and from whom, or could it be a V. Ted Smith original?
Trojan condoms are being sued over having forever chemicals in their products. So whether you use them or not, you're going to have something forever.
V. Ted Smith.
Yep.
Seth.
A lawsuit was filed this week against the makers of Trojan condoms that claims their products are not safe because they contain forever chemicals. Wow. So whether you use them or not, you're going to have something forever.
I don't know if you guys saw this, but former Nirvana drummer and lead singer of the Foo Fighters, Dave Grohl, has announced he's having a child outside of his marriage in a heartfelt but obviously very personal post to social media. Now, if you look back at some of the lyrics of the Foo Fighters songs, you could... You know what? Never mind.
Be Ted Smith.
Yes.
Come on, Ted.
Yeah, that's me.
Yeah, well done.
Right?
Yeah.
I was kind of proud of that one again. Florida International University has the first robotic kitchen in the country with a robot named Bistro that can make about 70 different dish options and can cook up to as many as 4 meals at a time. So it's a parent.
Kimmel.
Fallon.
Colbert.
Florida International University has now the first robotic kitchen in the country with a robot named Bistro that can make about 70 different dish options and can cook as many as 4 meals at a time. Got it. So it's a parent.
HBO is making a new Harry Potter TV series right now, and they're casting kids to play Harry, Ron, and Hermione. Yeah, a Harry Potter TV series. It's called Harry Potter and the Lack of New Ideas.
Fallon.
Yeah, Fallon. That's Fallon.
HBO is making a new Harry Potter TV series, and right now they're casting kids to play Harry, Ron, and Hermione. Yep, a Harry Potter TV series. Yeah, it's called Harry Potter and the Lack of New Ideas.
All right, so the MTV Video Music Awards were last night.
I got to watch almost the whole thing.
Oh, did you?
Yeah, because I just finished Sonic 2, with the kids in the basement. And to continue my viewing pleasure, I got to walk upstairs and my wife was knee-deep in the Video Music Awards.
I will say they're usually a little looser than normal award show and it can be a little more fun.
They're loose.
It's just tough because
I don't know who 80% of the people are, right? So that's basically it. The production was cool. It looked like a very fun time. The people that were very enthusiastic and like, I know who Katy Perry is. I know who Eminem is. I know who Megan Thee Stallion
is. You see my guy Teddy Swims? Like, he performed last night.
I may have. I don't know, man. I mean, because they throw artists up there, which I do appreciate. There's a lot of, you know, entertainment and all that. But I'm like, babe, honest to God, I've never heard of...
When I read the list of winners this morning, I thought, wow.
I was watching it, I'm like, I don't know her.
This won't shock you. Taylor Swift won a bunch of awards.
Yeah.
Well, she showed up. That's half of it.
That's what my wife said at the end. She's like, Taylor Swift's going to win the whole thing. I said, man, how do you know? So when they ran through the list of video of the year, whatever, she goes, they're not here, they're not here, they're not here, they're not here. I go, okay, you're right.
Yeah, video of the year and best collaboration for Fortnite featuring Post Malone. Well, it helps too. Like, it's MTV. Those are two very popular artists.
Yeah.
You got to make a lot of money to do videos. You have to be very successful to be the level to do a video for a song.
I think
because they're just not really that exposed. I mean,
there's still a lot of videos, man. You got to keep in mind. There's a whole other generation who like they just don't go to TV.
Yeah, there's not
they go to
TV,
YouTube.
But those videos, and trust me, I found that out last night. Like, good Lord, man. Okay.
Yeah, because even some of the local bands will do videos and stuff. And I used to say the same thing. I'm like, well, where are you putting it? Like, and they're like, oh, dude, put it up on YouTube. People love it.
Yeah.
So you get a lot of views there. Also, Post Malone, like, that guy's always been kind of, not an enigma. What do you call it when you can fit in
chameleon
with other group? Chameleon, yeah, right? So, like, he starts out pretty much kind of a rapper.
Mm-hmm.
Then he kind of did some rock stuff. So now he has this country album, which, to his credit, I also think is smart that he put a lot of mainstream country artists on there.
Yes, he did.
So you already kind of like it, but I was reading something, I don't know, it was Chris Stapleton. Somebody was just writing up that, like, basically he went to Nashville and just spent a year or two down there, like, immersing himself into the music, and then was like, all right, now I'm ready to write an album. So, good on him. What was I going to say? Do you know what won Best Rock at the VMAs?
That I don't know.
Human, Lenny Kravitz.
I did see Lenny Kravitz perform.
Okay.
Just a funny side note about that, right? So, like anything, when they go to commercial break, they tease and they're like, coming up, rock icon, Lenny Kravitz. He did a little medley thing. Fine, whatever. When they show him walking into the venue, Lenny Kravitz looked as cool as he always does. Okay. Got his black leather pants. He has like a black V-neck on. He's got the black leather coat. He's got the sunglasses. Like, he's just cooler than normal human beings. Just how it is. So I'm like, all right, he's going to perform in a little bit. Well, when he performs, he now has, like, these sparkly white bell bottoms on and kind of, like, this long fringe kind of, like, armbands. I mean, he still looked cool, but I looked at my wife and I said, he might be the only human being on Earth who looks that freaking cool just in real life, and then to perform actually changes.
Have you seen, I want to say, Miles, we were talking about this. I'm pretty sure he has admitted that he'll lift at the gym in his leather pants.
Yeah,
he will, because he's on his way to go someplace.
Yeah. And then I saw a video of him. I don't know if he posted it, but everybody know, if you don't know, you know it by now. They're not around here, but Buc-ee's, right?
Yeah.
The giant truck stop that has the brisket sandwiches,
brisket on the board,
like all that stuff or whatever. And it's just a video of him hopping off his bus, going into Buc-ee's, but same thing. Leather pants, platform shoes.
I mean, that's,
and it's just, I showed it to Mike. It's just Lenny Kravitz.
He's not sneaking around anywhere.
And the way he walks around is so confident. And people, like, and he's just like, excuse me. And he grabs the, people are just kind of looking at him like, holy yes, is that Lenny? It is Lenny Kravitz.
If you think it's Lenny Kravitz, it's Lenny Kravitz. I just could not believe he took the time to change his clothes to perform. Because I'm like, most guys would show up looking like we look and then change to look like his street clothes to go perform.
Yeah. Or I'd show up just in sweats and then be like, I'm going to wait till I have to go on stage.
Basically, that's what he did. Because keep in mind, leather pants are sweats to him. Dude goes on the treadmill in leather pants.
Lenny Kravitz also, to his credit, he comes off as just cool. Right? Like,
yeah.
Not just, like, he's a cool dude. He's a rock star. But, like, I'm not a huge red wine drinker. But if he was like, hey, man, you want to come over and drink red wine? I'd be like, yeah.
Yeah, I want to drink your red wine.
Basically, he's good friends with Jason Momoa.
Yep.
Who dated his ex-wife. Married his ex-wife. Like, those kind of people where you go like, all right, you're obviously very confident. You're obviously, you're an adult. You're not on a juvenile level.
Lenny Kravitz.
Yeah.
And it's just cool, man.
Yeah.
All right, let's stick with music a little bit here. So last night I started a series. on Netflix called Dirty Pop. Right? The boy band scam.
Ah, okay.
So do you guys remember Lou Pearlman?
Yes,
he was the guy that got in all the trouble.
Yeah, but
so Lou Pearlman, though, right? He basically starts these bands, right? So he and he's kind of got, even though, you know, he's kind of a bigger dude, glasses. By the time we see him, he's already kind of balding, but he has a good personality, and he could, you know, as you say, as people used to say, like he could sell ice to an Eskimo.
Yeah,
right. Yeah. So so he's very charming and stuff. He runs these air. He used to run blimps back in the day.
That was his thing.
Correct. He was very obsessed with this. So, like, he gets a team of people together. They're all in it together. Like, all the blimps start kind of crashing, whatever. He moves to Florida. But he mentions that he also ran these private jets. And he was like, look, we'd have every rock star you can imagine. But, like, when new kids on the block show up, he's like, how can these kids afford this jet?
Yeah.
And they're like, oh, we've sold this many records, made this much in sales, blah, blah, blah. So that's where he first gets the idea.
Okay.
So then he starts with the Backstreet Boys, right? Form the group. Also, I'm a massive boy band fan. It was kind of interesting to see how he got that group together. He had like AJ and a couple other guys. So Kevin, who's like the oldest one, he was like the fourth member in. And they're like, we need another guy. And he's like, I'm telling you, call my cousin. And his cousin ends up being Brian, well, what's it, Latrell or whatever, who's like the fifth member.
Okay.
So they work nonstop, and they start going overseas. But again, they're starting these boy bands, right? This is the early, mid-90s. So basically, on the only thing you hear on the radio is either Alice in Chains or gangster rap.
Yeah.
So they're like, there's no spot on them for the... So they go to Germany. Europeans are famous for their love of pop music.
Mm-hmm.
They get famous over there. And even though they're not big yet, he treats them first-class flights, private jets, right? They all have their own security guard. So you feel like you've already made it.
Yeah.
So then over time, like, obviously the Backstreet Boys get huge. Before the Backstreet Boys are even at their highest, he starts making NSYNC because he's like, I need another band. There's going to be a challenge to them. So he owns them, right? But they start to realize that, like, all the money they're making, they're not getting paid much.
Oh, of course.
Now, they had no expenses this whole time. And they all go, look, without him, we wouldn't have careers. But they realize, so they both sue him to get out of their contracts or whatever. Turns out they had to give him $64 million.
Damn.
But he also is still part of, he's the sixth member of those bands. So he still gets royalties. Then he starts all these other bands, you know, Aaron Carter.
Yep.
I mean, I'm trying to think of the back, or the other ones, LFO.
98 Degrees, probably. Or
98 Degrees was not his, but okay. I like that. Noche.
O-Town?
O-Town, right? Like, making the band. So people, all these artists and young kids still want to go work with him, and he's still producing stuff, but he's just not paying him as much, and everybody thinks he has all this money. I haven't watched the third episode yet, but now it kind of turns out, and it's also weird because he is Jewish. But the guy he started his aerospace company myth with was a literal Nazi.
What?
Right. So that's why he was always taking them to Germany. So it turns out that he kind of really has no money. He's in debt to these Germans.
Oh, man.
And I'm very excited to see the last episode, but it's just crazy. And the stuff got bad. I mean, it got so bad because he would have, like, let's say Miles runs our security for the... Miles would think he's doing the right thing. Like, Mom, you got to invest in Lou's company. And then none of these people would make money. The one guy ends up killing himself because he feels so
Jesus.
Bad. I mean, it is a wild story. And also just how, like, these guys get there. We were talking earlier about a group of good-looking dudes that could sing. And he would take them everywhere. So it's a scam. But also, he did help their careers.
Right, right.
Look, you don't have to like pop music. It's a very interesting okay. watch, right? Dirty Pop. And then tonight, well, before I watch last episode of that, we'll watch a little Thursday Night Football. You got the Dolphins and the Bills.
Thank you, Ted. We appreciate it. You're listening to The Men's Room.
Now, it's time to hit the head. Lines. Here's Mike Hawk.
And our top story, it's that time of the year when we hear warnings for children and families to keep an eye on the candy that they get during the Halloween season due to widespread belief that nefarious individuals are compromising candy and fruits with drugs and razor blades. With that, we go to BC, Canada. A family is working to get the worst case scenario out of their minds after their 11-year-old daughter found something extra while making a smoothie. As she was putting blueberries into the blender, the young girl alerted her father to the small envelopes that she found inside of the blueberries. The man investigated, opening the quote-unquote envelopes to find old-school razor blades.
He was hoping he'd find coke.
Yeah, Jesus. Right. They're glad that nothing happened, but they were left very concerned and in search of answers. The local Costco branch, which is where the berries were bought, is conducting an investigation to determine what happened, and the company has yet to comment on the situation. Costco's a good company. I wouldn't be shocked if, you know, they probably use razor blades for a handful of different things. I think somebody had a package of them at some point in a factory, and they were in
envelopes, and then they were actually in resealable plastic bags inside of the envelopes.
Right. Some factory worker dropped them into the doggone blueberries.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah, for sure.
You know, but still, probably the best doggone blueberries that she puts into her smoothies, huh?
I'll just say that.
In other news, wine is about to get expensive. California Highway Patrol recently posted to social media informing commuters of possible traffic as a result of an earlier incident. There was an accident involving two semis and a pickup truck that resulted in one of the semis spilling its contents all over the road. An entire truckload of grapes. Beyond that, efforts to recollect the grapes were devastated as motorists moving past the accident managed to crush much of the fruit into the road. Crews are working to remove the mess and an investigation is underway. Nobody was injured and they don't suspect alcohol was a factor at the moment.
This stuff happens all the time, man.
It does.
People running over the grapes. Well, they're driving.
And I feel like we never get an accident, you know, where somebody was hauling freight from one side to the other that we honestly don't really care about.
Right.
It's always beer, it's grapes.
Ranch dressing.
Right. Oh, God, the ranch dressing.
Yeah. That was a couple of weeks ago, right?
Yeah. I do remember that one. The grapes would be bad just because it's going to get sticky. There's going to be all kinds of nasty.
It'll
all over
attract
the
bees. Road.
Yeah, right. It's going to get bad out there. And I mean what I say. Wine's going to get expensive. Or at least the grapes are, man. It's going to happen. Mark my doggone words. Apologies. Colorado, where golfers were treated to an interesting sight. Authorities arrived on the scene after reports that a small engine airplane took off from a nearby airport and immediately suffered complications. Within minutes, the plane had inverted and was bound to crash on the nearby golf course, eventually coming to a crashing halt on the 7th tee box. Though one person was treated at the scene for minor injuries, nobody was hurt in the incident.
Damn.
You got to play through, dude. Airplane or not.
That's probably one of my worst.
Or play it as it lies.
Yeah, there you go. Play it as it lies. Probably one of my worst nightmares. I'm a man that hates heights. I get on planes aplenty.
Mm-hmm.
There are two times that I'm nervous when I'm flying, and it is during takeoff and it is during landing, even though it's not all that much. But I feel like anytime you're wobbling a bit too much, you get some unnecessary dips and turns and whatnot. For that thing to invert?
Yeah,
I don't go a bit much. I don't think I've been on a roller coaster that's gone upside down.
Really?
Ever?
Ever.
I mean, on a roller coaster, you barely notice it because they're going so fast.
So fast, yeah.
But yeah, to be, that's a nightmare. It's upside down.
Right.
And it's just that little lap belt. You don't even have like a real harness like you do on a roller coaster.
Though what's weird is I feel like I wouldn't mind going inverted in one of those jets. You know, you see people that get to fly in the jets all the time.
Yeah,
and they just basically when they invert, it's almost just as easy as a quick little movement.
Sure.
Like the plane does not care that it's upside down.
Right. Those planes are designed to like, whatever you
exactly.
want to do.
Exactly. But yeah, inverted. I don't want to do that. I'm not okay with that. But just in case those stories like me left a bad taste in your mouth.
Thankfully, there's good news.
Thank you, Alan. Right here at home in Mukilteo, Washington, the local fire department has a new member. With growing awareness concerning public mental health, studies have shown an increased need to mental health care in first responders and EMS workers, which brings us to Amani. Amani is a young Bernedoodle who is currently receiving specialized training with the First Responders Therapy Dogs organization. The organization is responsible for providing more than 200 support animals to first responders across 37 states. The department says that Amani will help manage work-related stress, trauma, and stimulation.
That's a cute-looking dog.
It is a very cute-looking dog.
And that's super good, man. I don't think people realize how much, like, firemen and EMTs deal with. You know what I mean? Like, your job is emergencies
stress,
and saving lives. Like,
that's horrific. Things.
That's tough to deal with.
There was, I remember one time I was coming home from an auction with a whole group of us. I was still kind of a learner at that point, and as we were coming into the town, there was flashing lights all over the place. There was cops and there was firefighters up there. There was clearly an accident up there.
Yeah.
And as we were slowing down because they were not going to let us pass, the guy who was driving the car, he's a good friend I've known in my entire life, as he was slowing down, he knew
the firefighter that was coming up, or the cop, whichever it was, that was coming up to talk to us, the glazed look on that man's face.
Oh, really?
Of like, yeah, we've got a double casualty here. We need to turn you around. Like, he saw horrific, horrific things.
Okay.
So having animals out there to kind of help aid that, and also take this opportunity to invite everybody to listen to I'm Listening on Wednesday, September the 25th.
Nice work.
That we broadcast out here. It's
hell
just,
yeah.
That's, we need to talk about these things. We need to get these things out in the open. So just going to put that out there. Men's Room Sports. The Mariners kept the fight alive against the Padres last night with a good showing by Brian Wu. They walked away with a 5-2 win to end the series with a tie. Did you guys see his shoes? Brian Wu's shoes?
Those were awesome.
He had Ric Flair shoes. Brian Wu had Ric Flair shoes.
That's perfect, man.
Which were also retweeted by Ric Flair after he saw those out there. Gotta love it. We've got another opportunity.
And hey, the two wins, two out of three in the Vetter Cup.
There you go. Exactly. Yeah. Hell yeah. We've got another opportunity tonight for insurance in the division as the Texas Rangers are in town tonight for a four-game series. Game starts tonight at 6:40 en route with Bryce Miller out on the mound. You've also got football on the night. There also is a college game on, Ted.
Come on
ESPN. Arizona State versus Texas State is currently underway. And Thursday night football is back. The Miami.
Now, it's time to hit the head. Lines. Here's my cock.
And our top story, it's that time of the year when we hear warnings for children and families to keep an eye on the candy that they get during the Halloween season due to widespread belief that nefarious individuals are compromising candy and fruits with drugs and razor blades. With that, we go to BC, Canada. A family is working to get the worst case scenario out of their minds after their 11-year-old daughter found something extra while making a smoothie. As she was putting blueberries into the blender, the young girl alerted her father to the small envelopes that she found inside of the blueberries. The man investigated, opening the quote-unquote envelopes to find old-school razor blades.
He was hoping he'd find coke.
Yeah,
Jesus.
Right. They're glad that nothing happened, but they were left very concerned, and in search of answers, the local Costco branch, which is where the berries were bought, is conducting an investigation to determine what happened, and the company has yet to comment on the situation. Costco's a good company. I wouldn't be shocked if, you know, they probably use razor blades for a handful of different things. I think somebody had a package of them at some point in a factory, and
they were in envelopes, and then they were actually in resealable plastic bags inside of the envelope.
Right. Some factory worker dropped them into the doggone blueberries.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, for sure.
You know, but still, probably the best doggone blueberries that she puts into her smoothies, huh? I'll just say that. In other news, wine is about to get expensive. California Highway Patrol recently posted to social media informing commuters of possible traffic as a result of an earlier incident. There was an accident involving two semis and a pickup truck that resulted in one of the semis spilling its contents all over the road, an entire truckload of grapes. Beyond that, efforts to recollect the grapes were devastated as motorists moving past the accident managed to crush much of the fruit into the road. Crews are working to remove the mess and an investigation is underway. Nobody was injured and they don't suspect alcohol was a factor at the moment.
Yeah, I mean, I get this stuff happens all the time, man.
It does.
People running over the grapes. Well, they're driving.
And I feel like we never get an accident, you know, where somebody was hauling freight from one side to the other that we honestly don't really care about.
Right.
It's always beer, it's grapes.
Ranch dressing.
Right. Oh, God, the ranch dressing.
Yeah. That was a couple of weeks ago, right?
Yeah. I do remember that one. The grapes would be bad just because it's going to get sticky. There's going to be all kinds of nasty.
It'll attract bees.
Yeah, right. It's going to get bad out there. And I mean what I say. Wine's going to get expensive. Or at least the grapes are, man. It's going to happen. Mark my doggone words. Apologies. To Colorado, where golfers were treated to an interesting sight. Authorities arrived on the scene after reports that a small engine airplane took off from a nearby airport and immediately suffered complications. Within minutes, the plane had inverted and was bound to crash on the nearby golf course, eventually coming to a crashing halt on the 7th tee box. Though one person was treated at the scene for minor injuries, nobody was hurt in the incident.
Damn.
You gotta play through, dude. Airplane or not.
That's probably one of my worst...
Or play it as it lies.
Yeah, there you go. Play it as it lies. Probably one of my worst nightmares. I'm a man that hates heights. I get on planes aplenty.
Mm-hmm.
There are two times that I'm nervous when I'm flying, and it is during takeoff and it is during landing, even though it's not all that much. But I feel like anytime you're wobbling a bit too much, you get some unnecessary dips and turns and whatnot. For that thing to invert,
yeah,
I don't
that's
go
a bit
on,
much.
I don't think I've been on a roller coaster that's gone upside down.
Really?
Ever?
Ever.
I mean, on a roller coaster, you hardly, you barely notice it because they're going so fast.
So fast, yeah.
But yeah, to be, that's a nightmare. It's upside down.
Right.
And it's just that little lap belt. You don't even have like a real harness like you do on a roller coaster.
Though what's weird is I feel like I wouldn't mind going inverted in one of those jets. You know, you see people that get to fly in the jets all the time.
Yeah,
and they just basically when they invert, it's almost just as easy as a quick little movement.
Sure.
Like the plane does not care that it's upside down.
Right. Those planes are designed to like, whatever you
exactly.
want to do.
Exactly. But yeah, inverted. I don't want to do that. I'm not okay with that. But just in case those stories like me left a bad taste in your mouth.
Thankfully, there's good news.
Thank you, Alan. Right here at home in Mukilteo, Washington, the local fire department has a new member. With growing awareness concerning public mental health, studies have shown an increased need to mental health care in first responders and EMS workers, which brings us to Amani. Amani is a young Bernedoodle who is currently receiving specialized training with the First Responders Therapy Dogs organization. The organization is responsible for providing more than 200 support animals to first responders across 37 states. The department says that Amani will help manage work-related stress, trauma, and stimulation.
That's a cute-looking dog.
It is a very cute-looking
dog. And that's super good, man. I don't think people realize how much, like, firemen and EMTs deal with... You know what I mean? Like, your job is emergencies
stress,
and saving
yeah.
lives. Like,
seeing
that's
horrific things.
That's tough to deal with.
There was, I remember one time I was coming home from an auction with a whole group of us. I was still kind of a learner at that point, and as we were coming into the town, there was flashing lights all over the place. There was cops and there was firefighters up there. There was clearly an accident up there.
Yeah.
And as we were slowing down because they were not going to let us pass, the guy who was driving the car, he's a good friend I've known him my entire life. As he was slowing down, he knew the firefighter that was coming up, or the cop, whichever it was, that was coming up to talk to us. The glazed look on that man's face.
Oh, really?
Of like, yeah, we've got a double casualty here. We need to turn you around. Like, he saw horrific
yeah.
things.
Okay.
So having animals out there to kind of help aid that, and also take this opportunity to invite everybody to listen to I'm Listening on Wednesday, September the 25th.
Nice work.
That we broadcast out
yeah,
here. It's
hell
just
yeah.
that's we need to talk about these things. We need to get these things out in the open. So just going to put that out there. Men's Room Sports. The Mariners kept the fight alive against the Padres last night with a good showing by Brian Wu. They walked away with a 5-2 win to end the series with a tie. Did you guys see his shoes? Brian Wu's shoes?
Those were awesome.
He had Ric Flair shoes. Brian Wu had Ric Flair shoes.
That's perfect, man.
Which were also retweeted by Ric Flair after he saw those out there. Gotta love it. We've got another opportunity tonight.
Hey, the two wins, two out of three in the Vetter Cup.
There you go. Exact. Yeah. Hell yeah. We've got another opportunity tonight for insurance in the division as the Texas Rangers are in town tonight for a four-game series. Game starts tonight at 6:40 en route with Bryce Miller out on the mound. You've also got football on the night. There also is a college game on, Ted.
Come on
ESPN, Arizona State versus Texas State is currently underway. And Thursday night football is back. The Miami Dolphins are hosting the Buffalo Bills. That game already underway on Amazon Prime.
Tyreek Hill needs to not do anything. Bench his ass. Handcuff him if you need to. Get him off the field.
As far as your weather, clouds are getting serious tonight. I expect an overcast sky to bring the temperatures down to about 55, which brings us to tomorrow looking like a cloudy day with some light winds and a high right around 67. Going to be a nice one. That's it for your headlines with that, Mike Hawkinson.
Thank you, sir. We appreciate it. We'll see you for the weekend. Ted versus the FCC and a bad choice Friday. The lovely Jolene is up next.
Yes, indeed. It is all true. But in the meantime, well, we be all about this bitch. So until next time, please do what you do best. And for Aletha's sake, stay beautiful.
The Men's Room has been taped before a live studio audience. Wardrobe and makeup provided by Mantastic Limited. This has been a presentation of the Men's Room Radio Network.
Oh, man!
A Double Flush production.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Odyssey celebrates Veterans Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the healthcare you earned and deserve.